Number four, prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. That means it's just natural. Just think. I mean, it makes sense. Governments shouldn't be changed for insignificant reasons. If a government's been around for a while, you don't take something that is insignificant and change the whole government. That would just cause chaos. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. People put up with a lot of crap. That's what that's saying. That mankind suffers and puts up with things. They suffer through evils instead of abolishing the reason and root cause at why they are suffering. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. So what we're saying here is that this is not light and transient that we're talking about. And this is not something that people are going to put up with. This is a long train of abuses. And the same object is to reduce these people's state to absolute despotism, dictatorship, tyrant. If that occurs, it is their right and it is their duty to throw off such a government and to provide new guards for their future security. And I would add, to throw off such a government and provide new guards to protect their safety and their happiness.